What kind of Christian are you? Let us pray. Almighty God, help us to be backbone Christians and to bear fruit, fruit that will last. Establish the work of our hands and let your favor rest upon us. In Jesus' name, amen. There are two types of Christians. There are those who make things happen and those who watch things happen. Within these two types, there are four groups of Christians. The wishbone, the knucklebone, the jawbone, and the backbone Christian. Let me tell you about the wishbone Christian. This person loves beautiful things and spends a lot of time admiring and desiring to acquire them. In fact, this person does nothing else than wishing for this and wishing for that and wishing for everything and seldom receives anything. This is what you can call a wishy-washy Christian. This reminds me of when I was much younger. We would all sit around the dinner table. There were eight of us, including Mom and Dad. And whenever we had chicken, any two of us would always seek to pull the wishbone. That's the forked-shaped bone in front of the breastbone of the chicken. One of us on each side of that wishbone would pull it with a little finger. And whoever came away with the largest part of the bone had the privilege to make a wish. As I remember, at that young age, I tended to wish and wait for things to happen. But now that I'm older, I know that whatever you wish for, you should work at it until it becomes a reality. The knucklebone Christians do not spend their time wishing. They spend their time knocking the things others say or do. They have not got a good word for anyone. Instead of being supportive and of encouragement, the knucklebone Christian is always ready to figuratively punch your lights out. The perfect example to help such a person can be taken from Romans 1, verse 11 and 12, where the Apostle Paul writes, "For I long to see you, that I may impart to you some spiritual gift, so that you may be established. That is, that I may be encouraged together with you by the mutual faith, both of you and me." We can learn from this that when we come together, we should be supportive and encourage one another with our mutual faith, not criticizing and judging and knocking everything the other person is doing. The jawbone Christian uses his or her jawbone to do a lot of talking. There's no time for this type of Christian to be wishing for this and wishing for that. There's also no time for him or her to be knocking the things other people say or do. The jawbone Christian just loves to do a lot of talking. They talk about everything and generally know very little. The reason that they can talk so much is because they lack concentration and substance. Proverbs 14, verse 23 says, "In all labor there is profit, but idle chatter leads only to poverty." This is not what God wants. He has called us to bear fruit, fruit that will last. A wishbone, a knucklebone, and a jawbone Christian have one thing in common. They have no real substance. Let me blow into this paper bag, and I'm going to show you what I mean. You see, I can blow into this paper bag and I can just bang against it and pop it because it has no real substance. And that's what a wishbone, knuckle bone, and jawbone Christian is. We might not all profess to be backbone Christians, but I don't think I would be far wrong to say that most of us, if not all of us, desire to be backbone Christians. In Matthew 7, verse 24 to 27, the wise man who built his house on the rock can be you. And the foolish man who built his house on the sand can also be you. The house that's on the rock or on the sand can also be you. You see, the foundation that you build your house on depends on your obedience to the Word of God. Listen to what the Word says. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. What's this saying to you and me? Well, we need to look at 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19. And this says, "Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own?" You see, the temple of the Holy Spirit is your body, your house. And so long as you are being obedient to God's word, your temple, your house, will stand on a firm foundation. But everyone who hears this saying of mine, says the word from verse 26, and does not do them, will be like a foolish man who built his house on sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. Here again, you see, when you don't realize that your body is the house of the Holy Spirit and needs your obedience to the Word of God to establish you on a firm foundation, you will just be a wishbone or a knucklebone or a jawbone Christian. What kind of Christian are you? I wish you all of God's blessings, Pastor Philip.
Out the window, it was pouring with rain. But deep in my heart, the sun was shining again. Now I found a new life. I can handle my pain. Goodbye to the old life. There's no need complain. How can I describe the joy that I'm feeling inside? Even though it's cloudy outside, I can't hide my joy inside. Great joy in my heart is an eternal flame. So how can I look back to my old life again? now I found a new life. I can handle my pain. Goodbye to the old life. There's no need to complain. How can I describe the joy that I'm feeling inside? My joy inside. How can I describe the joy that I'm feeling inside? Even though it's cloudy outside, I can't hide. I can't hide. I can't hide my joy inside.